Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for listening. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can look me up on Facebook. Well, not me, but the show, so to speak. And you can become a fan. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And also, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email at SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Again, that's SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. I want to let you know we're close. We're heading toward 70,000 downloads of the podcast. Again, that's 70,000 downloads of the podcast. Thank you so much for all your support, sharing with your friends and family. But this morning, I'm speaking with a wonderful guest from all the way across the globe. She is in Ethiopia, and she was recently listed as Forbes' youngest power women in Africa. Her name is Bethlehem Tilahun Alemu. Dananish.
Hello. It's nice to hear your voice, Joy, again.
Bethlehem,
and you're trying to speak in high. It's great.
Yes. Only a little bit.
It's good.
Bethlehem was on the show before, and she was talking about she has a wonderful shoe company. And why don't you tell them about your company and why it's so special?
Well, my company is a shoe company. We produce a brand shoe called Soul Rubbers. My company is special because we use lots of hands in the community. We started this business 6 years ago to just give an opportunity for people who's living around me. And I see the potential of my community with handwork, and we had a lot of material. So we started this company 6 years ago, and it's going well. And we do have a lot of customers from America. So I want to say thank you for everybody who's supporting this brand, because by buying one pair of shoes, they are supporting a community in Ethiopia. And we're using a lot of recycled materials and natural resources from Ethiopia, natural materials like cotton, recycled tires, leather. And it's an amazing thing what we're trying to do here. It's really nice. People love the product, love the colors. We do have a lot of choices. If people can just change size, it's going to be great.
Well, let me tell them about your website. They can go to soulrebelsfootwear.co. Again, that's soulrebelsfootwear.co. Also, you can follow her on Twitter at soulrebels, and also on Facebook. Just look up Soul Rebels on Facebook. Now, today we're going to be giving away three pairs of her shoes, three pairs, any size, any color of the shoes. But you, as the listener, you must follow at Soul Rebels on Twitter and tweet that you now follow Soul Rebels and at Joy Keys. And then you can also become a fan on her Facebook webpage, facebook.com/soulrebels. And if you post on there that you were sent by Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, you will be entered. Again, so you have to follow her on Twitter at Soul Rebels, or you have to become a fan on her Facebook page, which is, again, Soul Rebels on Facebook, and you can possibly win. We're going to pick out some random winners. So if you can't use a pair of shoes, maybe you can get a free pair for another friend or a family member. But Bethlehem is being very modest. She was named the Young Global Leader by the World Economic Forum earlier in 2011. Let me just read a quote from Forbes magazine editor. She is part of 20 women, and he says, these are 20 women all under the age of 45 who wield enormous influence in African business, technology, policy, and media. They are change makers, trendsetters, visionaries and thinkers, builders and young global leaders. So Bethlehem is being very modest. Also, you were on CNN. Tell us about the CNN documentary.
Well, we were at CNN before 1 year and a half, I think, and it was really great to be there because lots of people saw the program and we get a lot of response from that particular program. So it gives me a lot of hope that there is good people out there who are supporting a company like mine. And the CNN program is really great. You know, it was amazing, an amazing program because it was in African voices.
Yes.
So people were, you know, it was really nice. A lot of people get back to me after they saw the CNN program.
Now, one of the things that's special is that you are a fair trade organization, and you are the first ever global fair trade ambassador. Why don't you tell the people what is fair trade? What does that mean?
Well, lots of people say they do carry fair trade products, you know, shoes or clothing, whatever they produce, they say fair trade. But to be a fair trade member, you have to pass a certain in the category of whatever you're producing, there is a certain requirement that you have to fulfill. For example, I'm producing shoe. It's not only about the material that you're using, but it's about the environmental impact, the way you're producing your product, and how you are going to pay your people, the actual employee who's making the product for you. So what are you paying? There is a lot of detail people are asking, the fair trade organization are asking this. So Rebels is the first fair trade member in the entire planet. So we know how many brands they said we're fair trade, but we're actually fair trade because we pass all the requirements of a fair trade company or organization. So we focus on the environment, the way we produce our products is by hand, 100% handmade products. And we use, we don't use a lot of machinery. We don't, there is no carbon footprint anywhere. So that's why we are a fair trade organization. And we do have authenticity. I always say that. People are like producing different places, paying small wage for the people who's working for them. In the environment that they are working in, it's not that much good. So in the end, at the end of the day, they say they're fair trade. So it doesn't make sense. So there is a lot of detail about fair trade.
Well, that's wonderful because a lot of people are trying to scam people out of their money by saying they're fair trade, and they're not. So one of the things that you can do is go to the World Trade Fair Trade Organization website. You can verify, you know, the business. But I am verifying that she is definitely a global fair trade business. Now, also, you recently were invited to the World Bank to speak. Talk about that. What did you speak about at the meeting there?
Well, the meeting was about LDGs, right, least developed countries, and the issue was why we need to have a lot of trade organization or trade companies in Africa on LDGs instead of aid organization. What is the difference between, you know, aid and trade? So my company is the first company, it is in Ethiopia, who's leading in that way. And my whole idea is when I start the company, I said, you know what, there is a lot of aid organization in Ethiopia, but why don't we try something different? Why don't we offer something for the world? And we can say we offer something. We're selling products, beautiful, cool, comfortable products from Ethiopia, and then we can support ourselves. That's how we're gonna be sustainable in the economy. And that was the meeting there. So, you know, there is a lot of points in the World Bank meeting.
You're one of the first African women to that were invited to speak, yes?
Yes, because a lot of people were saying these things for a long time, but they don't do a lot of effort on it. I am saying it, and at the same time, I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to show what people can do with what they have. So that's the way it should be, I think.
Yes, and you were also the first female African entrepreneur to address the Clinton Global Initiative. That was in earlier in the year. Talk about that experience. Did you get invited there, or did you register as a business person? How did you get involved with the Clinton Global Initiative?
I know about Clinton Global Initiative for a long time, but I didn't know when they are doing their annual meetings. I didn't have any idea, but I get invited.
Your family is very proud of you. You're going all over the globe sharing your business and your entrepreneurship and trying to offer solutions for Ethiopia and trade, yes?
Yes, it feels really great, and people are really happy around me because, you know, I grew up in a small and poor village of Ethiopia. And to grow up there and to be able to do what I'm doing now, it's a little bit hard, and people sometimes couldn't believe it. And it showed me that if people really try hard, they can be wherever they want to be. You know, there is a chance outside. There is really, really good people who's really looking for this kind of companies or products that they could buy. So it's
how
really
many people-
great.
How many people work for you right now?
Right now, I do have 75 full-time and more than 200 suppliers.
Wow. And what countries are you selling your shoes in right now?
We sell our products in U.S., in Canada, in Japan, in all over Europe, you can say, especially U.K. and France.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, where do you look to sell next? What country do you want to break into next to sell your shoes?
Well, we want to be everywhere, but to break into the Japanese market was a little bit tough for us, but we did it. So next, now we're selling through our website. People all over the world are ordering through our website, and that is a good start for the company. You know, we can sell everywhere, and there is a retail section in the website. People can even order 100 pairs for their stores, and we're approaching, you know, in a lot of ways to expand our business.
Well, again, let me mention the website. You have a website. It's soulrebelsfootwear.co, and you can follow on Twitter, at Soul Rebels, and they're also on Facebook. And to the generosity of Bethlehem, she's giving away 3 pairs of shoes, any size, any color, but you have to follow at Soul Rebels on Twitter, and you have to tweet that you are following at Soul Rebels and at Joy Keys, or you can become a fan on her Facebook page, which is Soul Rebels on Facebook, and post on there that you are sent by Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. So you have opportunity to win. There's some really wonderful shoes. There's sandals, there's lace-up shoes, there's slip-on shoes, different colors, different sizes, different patterns. So you want to check out the website, again, soulrebelsfootwear.co. But, again, you got to become a follower on Twitter, or you have to become a fan on Facebook. So if you are not in need of shoes right now, you can get them for someone else. There's a very good chance to win. She's giving away 3 pairs. So please do that. If you're listening to the show, go to Twitter and go to Facebook and follow. Now, another thing, you've been featured in some different magazines. What are the different magazines you've been featured in, Bethlehem?
Well, there is a lot of people that even I don't know that they are writing a lot of things about us. But we were featured in UK. There's The Guardian magazine.
Mm-hmm.
In Ireland.
And different magazines in Europe, yeah.
Yes, in different magazines in Europe also.
So now you have more shoes now. You have a new line. I saw on your Facebook page a new line. It looks like a woman's shoe with a stripe on it. Talk about that line coming out soon,
mm-hmm.
in the winter, yeah?
Yes, it's called Tutu, and it's full cotton, and it's coming with different colors, more than 15 colors. And it's really, really comfortable and easy to manage to wear. You can wash them. You can put them in your, bags. You can take them everywhere. They're really, really nice. And I'm really excited to launch that style. There is a lot of people already ordering from the website.
They look very comfortable. I mean, last time you were on, you gave away some shoes, and everybody that got their shoes were so happy. One of the most comfortable shoes that they had as soon as they put them on. You know, some shoes you have to break in, but your shoes, as soon as they put them on, they were very comfortable. So if you're listening and you want to win a free pair, you want to follow her on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook, you will not regret getting a pair of the shoes. And also, you're being a conscious buyer about your carbon footprint. The shoe bottom is recycled from tires. You're supporting families to be able to take care of themselves. There's a big fight, Bethlehem, about aid or trade in Africa. And many young voices, such as yourself, are fighting that there needs to be more trade. Talk to the audience about this issue, that a lot of times people think Africans are completely poor, they don't have education, they live in a shack. But there are many educated Africans, educated Ethiopians. Talk to the audience about this misconception.
Well, when people think about Ethiopia or Africa, the what's coming in their mind is people are poor here, they don't have anything to do, they don't have any resources, there's always a problem, stuff like that. To tell you that you won't have that own problem everywhere. Developed countries do have their own problem. But the way people see Africa have to change, because there is lots of potential. Just give us a chance to grow, to show what we can do. And that's what I'm saying. And people who's coming from outside Africa, they carry this thing, like to support or to help Africans. Maybe they're gonna collect some money for Africans in the village, stuff like that. They don't really support them. They said a lot of things that they don't do. When you go to the details, it's really, really hurt people here.
Yeah.
Because they say something, they do other things, especially in aid area. So it's kind of a business here. People who's coming from, the southern
outside
part of the world, they are carrying a lot of things, yes. And they say they are helping, poor people. Every time blacks in the front, Africans in the front, I don't like it. That's why I am, trying to fight this idea and change the my community at least, and then say, I can contribute something.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not asking for.
Yeah, people want to take care of themselves. They want to take care of their family all over the globe, and I think that there is a paternalistic view of Africa. Yeah, we think we can take care of Africa, but Africa can't take care of itself.
Exactly. That's the way people are thinking now. That's the way people are treating us here. And it doesn't feel good when you have a lot of things to do. And, when you come to the point that I can't do this, they don't support you,
Mm.
And it's not it doesn't feel good at all. And people who's donating their money out there, they have to watch to which organization shall I give my money, where is the money going, how people are using the money that I donate. They have to ask questions all the time. And we know how aid organizations are operating in Africa.
Do you think the key is better education for the children in the future? Or do you think the key is more business loans or opportunities to give money for business development, like micro loans? What is the solution then?
I believe there is a lot of people trying to get an opportunity in a business, in a education, and a lot of areas. But, you know, people have to study what they can do here in Africa, how they are going to lift people's lives. If it is education, why don't they open a school? Or, you know, there is a lot of things going on here. People doesn't have an opportunity, even people after they go to school, they don't have an opportunity to work. They have to sit in the house or they have to look for another opportunity that they don't get. So people have to focus, you know, try to give a business opportunity, especially to be, you know, to have a successful business. You need to have an opportunity, yes, to sell outside Africa, you know.
Yeah, it's very difficult. Again, I just want to encourage everybody to follow Soul Rebels on Twitter, at Soul Rebels. Also, you can become a fan on her Facebook page. Just look up Soul Rebels on Facebook. And check out the website, soulrebelsfootwear.co. Again, she's a World Trade Fair organization. She's certified. She has passed all the tests, so you can feel in good conscience that the money is going to help people in the community. The work conditions are correct. And also get a comfortable pair of shoes. But she's giving away 3 pairs of shoes today, so if you want a free pair of shoes, you got to follow on Twitter, at Soul Rebels, and tweet that you are now following Soul Rebels and at Joy Keys, or you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Soul Rebels on Facebook, and on the Facebook page, post that you were sent by Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Again, the last time she was on the show, people won some shoes, and they were very comfortable. I know here right now on the East Coast, summer is going, but there's still a couple months, so you can still use some sandals. But there are also slip-on shoes for men and women that you can wear. And there's a new line coming out in the fall, so you want to keep an eye. Really cute, comfortable, almost ballet slipper-like shoes that can be washed in the washing machine, and you can wear them again. So definitely reach out to soulrebelsfootwear.co. Bethlehem, Amasa Ganalu, for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much, Joy. Thank you. And thank you.
Thank you. Oh, God bless you. And to your family, much success to you and your family, okay?
You too. Thank you, Joy. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everybody.